Pavel Yanni on the guitar. He leads a local group called Ticket to Brazil, which plays contemporary and classic Brazilian music. The group plays the Sundays at Landmark series on May 18th from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. And there'll also be Brazilian cultural and Portuguese language activities as well. Music is international today, so it wasn't that unusual for a kid growing up in Czechoslovakia to fall in love with Brazilian music. Pavel, your first influence was Baden Powell, a Brazilian guitarist living in Germany at the time. But then you found out there was more to Brazilian music than just the guitar.
I've discovered that there's another layer to this music by adding vocals. And as I was learning about Brazilian vocalists, I was becoming more and more interested. And I really wanted to have vocalists included in our project. So that was the main reason. Joyce has been part of Ticket to Brazil over the last 3 years, I would say, and we are just extremely lucky having her. She's a wonderful performer, wonderful vocalist, and very professional artist. She will be singing a song called Cara Valenti. This particular song comes from a repertoire of Maria Rita. Maria Rita is a contemporary Brazilian Brazilian artist. By the way, daughter of a very famous, probably the greatest vocalist of Bossa Nova era, Elis Regina.
Mulher, as certezas de caminho, ele não pode se pegar, e agora vai te devagar com o coração. Olha lá, ele não é feliz, sempre diz que é do tipo cara valente. Humor é coisa de rapaz, e sem ter proteção, foi se esconder atrás da cara de vilão. Então não pode assim, rapaz, não bota esse cartaz. A gente não cai não, ele não é de nada. Olha essa cara amarrada, é só um jeito de viver.
We're speaking with Pavel Yanni, whose group Ticket to Brazil plays at Landmark Center on Sunday, May 18th from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. If you do a Google search for Sundays at Landmark, you'll have access to more information. Pavel, Ticket to Brazil not only plays contemporary Brazilian music, but some of the classics of the style as well.
In addition to our original material, which is approximately 30-40% of our repertoire, and contemporary Brazilian music, we are preserving classics, I would say the standards of Bossa Nova style, which really, music which really was created back in the early 60s and towards the early 70s. The song that we will be playing now is called Mascanada. There's actually a tune that which was made famous by Sergio Mendes back in the 60s. So the song was actually composed by George Bain. In this song, we will feature our other vocalist, Natanya Kamen.
Ticket to Brazil plays the Landmark Center in St. Paul from 1 to 3 in the afternoon on Sunday, May 18th. On the program, too, cultural activities related to Brazil and a little about the Portuguese language. For information, do an internet search for Sundays at Landmark. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.